Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Last chance tickets for Benson Boone. Hey, take the code word HOT to RadioAlice.com.
How do you do it? I really.
How do I? I have no idea. I find myself in it going, hopefully this goes well. H-O-T, hot. Ow, it's hot. That's hot.
It is hot.
Hot is this hour's code word. There's only a couple more code words. This is like practically your last
chance.
Wait,
did you just say the last chance? You just said last chance.
It's not even the penultimate chance. It's like the double penultimate chance.
Oh, jeez.
Hot is this hour's code word. Today is the last day of the last chances. You have a chance to win a pair of tickets for Benson Boone August 7th at SAP Center. Take the word hot to RadioAlice.com. Mason has another code word for you. 1205. It's Jane with
your
actual last chance at 505. Courtesy of Golden Voice. I feel bad for whoever wrote this because I've really started leaning on hating this because it's so silly. So whoever it is, I apologize. I'm sure you are great at the rest of your job. Danae.
I was going to say, you know exactly who wrote this.
Call or text us, 800-400-3697. And you can email us anytime, sarahandvinny@odyssey.com. Specifically, if you are writing us a problem that you want us to help you solve, that's a part of our bad advice thing. And that's a special email address, badadvice973@gmail.com. We really, and many of our listeners really want responses to all of this week's problems. Oh, I want follow-up. I want other people's opinions on it. These were all three super fun ones. Mm-hmm. So, if you missed any of them, go back and either watch the show, the live show later on YouTube, or just get our podcast. It's so easy.
I have
7
a story.
O'clock and 8 o'clock.
When I do the news, I won't do the news. I'll do this story for you. I know the conclusion, but what I'm going to do is tell you this setup.
Okay.
And then you're going to tell me what you do.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you how it concluded. And I'll be interested to see if you pick the right thing.
I'm interested to play your little game.
Okay.
I also have a game for you later.
I don't want to play your game. You can keep your game.
This is a big weekend for some Muzak. Jimmy Eat World is at the Toyota Pavilion in Concord tonight, and Ed Sheeran's at Levi's tomorrow.
Oh, I know. Huge.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of stuff happening. You know, it's the summer concert series. It's out there. You know, next week, I'm not sure what day of the week the first is. I want to say it might be next weekend. Sarah McLachlan is at the Toyota Pavilion. It's funny because I've been thinking about her a lot just because like Lilith Fair and Olivia Rodrigo's doing her whole like ladies thing. And
well,
it's just
also,
like the early days of this station.
Taylor Swift just, why I thought of her. Taylor Swift did this song for Toy Story 5.
Right, yes.
Well, as soon as I heard that was happening, I went, how are you going to top the Sarah McLachlan song?
So good.
In, is it Toy Story 2?
It is.
That moment is one of the moments.
Somebody loves me.
Mm-hmm.
Loved me. Listen to this, all these people who are coming in. So Jimmy Eat World, Ed Sheeran, Suki Waterhouse, John Legend, Lil Wayne, The Fix, Sarah McLachlan, Violent Femmes, AC/DC, Lionel Richie with Earth, Wind, and Fire, Benson Boone, Outside Lands, Corinne Bailey Ray, Patti LaBelle, Santana, Lisa Loeb and Gavin DeGraw.
I was going to say, I love hearing all the old 80s bands. They're still like packing it up and hitting the road. Let's go.
Toto and Christopher Cross.
Oh.
and the Romantics. Holy swallowing. Yeah, I didn't mean to choke you up there, bud. All right. Anyways, by the way, if you go to RadioAlice.com, I'm just looking at the Alice concert calendar. You can see all this stuff and see what's happening and what's upcoming. Don't forget, nothing is ever sold out.
Right.
Not truly.
I'll tell you this real quick. Ed Sheeran, you may be on the fence. Dude can...
Yes, he puts on a great show.
He's really good.
Live, he is quite impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Happening in Santa Cruz tomorrow. This is interesting. This is Oliver Tree's celebration of life. They are going to have caskets for each of his characters. So he had all these different eras. Hello. He was the first to do it. He died. Oliver Tree died in a midair collision in Rio de Janeiro.
Nothing
last
funny
month.
About that.
Nothing
I'm so
funny
sorry.
About
I
it at all.
I looked over at Bob and she was shaking her head because you were the era's crack. My bad.
Yeah.
Go on.
I'll let him take the blame for it. I was the one who cracked the joke, but he's, you know, uh-oh. Oliver Tree's celebration of life is tomorrow in his hometown of Santa Cruz, California. The celebration will have, there are a lot of live performances, unreleased video content, caskets for all the characters. He had three main alter egos. And for his first album, it was an internet troll named Turbo. For his second album, he went with a blonde mullet-wearing cowboy named Shawnee Bravo. And Cornelius Cummings was the character he created for his third album. I wonder how that guy is.
I don't know enough about him.
There are also a ton of guest speakers who include Logan Paul's going to be in your town tomorrow. Diplo. And then there's someone from the H3 podcast. Are you familiar with that, Mr. Podcast? America?
No. I mean, I know the name, but I forget who it is.
Ethan Klein of the H3 podcast.
Nope.
There's a limited number of tickets that were available for fans. It is going to stream at 7:30 our time on, it looks like, Oliver Tree's YouTube and Twitch channels. And then all of the proceeds are going to go to Oliver's foundation, which is called Dr. Oliver Tree's Extremely Epic Art Grant for Baby Geniuses. So it's all for a good cause. It's happening tomorrow in Santa Cruz.
Hmm. That's beautiful.
It is. It's lovely, isn't it?
I mean, you know, sometimes celebrities die and there's a moment of people celebrating and then we all move on. And I still have been seeing tributes to this guy. He really touched a lot of people with his whimsical approach to life. So
I had never heard of this guy. And I asked my son if he knew him. And he was like, yeah.
Oh, like, yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the other son didn't know.
It's really funny, too, because I'll be seeing clips of him in interviews from over the years, and he's always in the most insane outfit. Yep. Like, there's this one from a super popular podcast, music podcast, and he's dressed as Shrek. He's like, yeah, but I'm on low budget right now, so, like, this isn't even face paint. He's got, like, regular paint on him. It's dripping
oh.
off.
Oh, God.
He looks horrible. And he's talking passionately about his music. It's hilarious.
There's a lot. I'm looking at the, it's like a poster for this thing. The Oliver Tree Celebration of Life, which is tomorrow in Santa Cruz. And you see Santa Cruz, by the way. The Quarry Amphitheater. Mm-hmm. They have all these different depictions of him and all these different outfits. And I don't see the Shrek one, but he definitely had some crazy looks going on, and it's a terrible loss.
It was a young guy.
Yeah, and it was just an aeronautical accident. Is that what we call it? An airplane
plane crash.
Yeah. Sure, I guess that's actually probably what we call it.
I think it was a helicopter.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
I think so.
Oh, whatever.
I don't know. Let me see if it says directly in this thing. No, it just says mid-air collision. But you're right. I think he was like taking a helicopter somewhere. I don't know if
it was a helicopter.
Two helicopters? Or one helicopter and one plane?
Oh, I don't know.
We'll find out. Let's find out. All right. Or not. Or I'll forget about it in the next 1 minute. Okay, listen. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
What is, you can pick only one thing. You can pick anything, okay, but you can only pick one
All
thing.
All right.
It was two helicopters.
Thank you.
Thank you. This day.
If I ask you, what is one thing that truly bothers you? No limitation. One thing truly bothers you. You can pick anything. What would that be? Truly bothers you. It can be anything.
It's funny because something crossed my mind and I was like, I can't say that. So I have to come up with a second thing that truly bothers me.
By the way,
I mean, these little things are like social injustice.
Well, that's the thing. What is the thing that truly bothers you? Because I've got what truly bothers Riley Green, who is a country star who I couldn't tell you one song that he's ever done, but I see his name all the time now. I'm starting to see Riley Green. Don't look it up because you might see what really bothers him.
I'm trying to find a song.
Yeah.
From Riley Green. You look like you love me. When she comes home.
Okay. Don't now Worst think of way. Now think of the thing that truly bothers you.
Okay.
What is the thing? Is this him?
I have to come up with something. Can someone else answer? What truly bothers you, Bob?
Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing truly bothers you? Really? Is that what you're going with?
I can't think of anything.
How about?
I guess when people fall into patterns and then are mad about other people being in patterns. But that doesn't really make any sense.
I don't understand her sometimes.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Sorry.
It truly bothers me when someone is late.
Really?
Oh. No, I mean, yeah, sure, that bothers me. What about, I'm not finding the thing that is like defining my life. I'm just trying to come up with some little thing that bothers me.
Keep this conversation, because that's what I'm saying. If I say the thing, then I'm going to be like, oh man, I'm going to have to pay for that. I don't feel like paying for it. It's Friday.
We've been paying for it all day, man. Actually, mostly Maddie's been paying for it, but.
I have to pick one. Okay, here, this kind of incorporates all the things that I get upset about. Not all of them, but some of them.
What?
When people are thoughtless of others around them.
Yeah.
So shopping
inconsiderate.
Carts. Inconsiderate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Being inconsiderate is a fair thing to be bothered by.
So you're being inconsiderate. Yours is people falling into patterns and not realizing it as they point out other people's patterns. Got it? No one knows what
I'll
that
give
one
you
is.
One.
Okay, you pushed me. I don't know.
When people don't try.
Oh, ooh, that's a good one.
I
hate that.
I think if you try and fail, you've done all you can.
Yep.
That's absolutely respectable.
Here's
but
what,
if you're someone who's like, no.
I don't even try.
Oh.
I like this one. This is why I did the whole story.
Okay.
This is what truly bothers Riley Green. He was sitting down with Theo Von, who's like a comic. You know this guy?
Theo's got a huge podcast.
Yes.
He's a comic, but,
so
but
he,
yeah.
He's
he
doing a
on
bit
his...
like all the time. You know those comedians who are just like playing a character all the time? Theo Von does that.
Yeah, like is he, I see him, I can, and I'm hearing that he's like a podcast host, a stand-up comedian, television personality from like Road Rules.
And Road Rules.
So he's spun that whole thing into a career. He was also on that show.
Started doing comedy after that. Then he started doing a podcast. The podcast took off. In fact,
isn't Road Rules 20 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
First gained public attention in the early 2000s as a cast member on Road Rules and several seasons of The Challenge. He also did Comedy Central's Reality Bites Back, which I think was a comedy competition. Hmm. And then he does a bunch of stand-up now. He's a good-looking guy, or so it seems.
Are we still leading up to what bothers that guy? Or
yeah.
Did we? Okay.
No, I haven't said it yet.
All right.
Here's what truly bothers me. They're having a conversation. They get to talk. They're actually talking about issues, pressing issues. And Theo Von goes, what truly bothers you? And Riley said, well, one thing that really bothers me a lot is how can you look at a baby and name it Roger? And then he says, like my granddaddy's name is Buford. How did you look at a baby and say, that's Buford?
Well, wait.
That's what really bothers him.
Buford is bad or Roger's bad?
Apparently, all names are bad.
Well, they're bad. I think he's saying if you have a
names.
Baby and you name it a cruddy name because maybe it's a family name or something. Like I had a friend named Harry Lips we grew up with, and he named his kid Harry Lips Jr. Like that was mean. That's cruddy. That's a terrible thing to do to a kid.
Yeah, I don't
what?
See. I know a guy named Roger.
Yeah.
He's a guy I met out surfing. We introduced
Roger,
each other at
Raj.
Some point. I've seen him like 100 times, and finally we went, you know what?
Hi.
He's Roger. I'm Vince. Nice to meet you. All right. Now I see him. Hey, Roger.
How can you look at a baby
and name it Roger? Okay. I do understand. We had certain names. There's names that you're on your list.
Yes.
And then you look at a little baby and you go, that name, it's like a...
Too big, too small.
Too big.
Not right.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow off.
Yep.
Yeah.
But okay, that's his thing.
That's, yeah.
How can you name a baby Buford?
Or Roger.
Roger.
I don't know if there are other names included in his list of no-goes, but... And I didn't hear any girl names in it, but those two.
I can't wait to hear what the name of Baby on the Waves is. What will Baby on the Waves be named?
What will Baby on the Waves be named?
I can't wait.
Do you have some names that you guys have talked about?
Like, I have a whole list.
And are they all like non-gender specific?
Most of them are gender neutral. I have a lot that are not, but I'm like, because I just really love the name, but I probably won't use them.
What's the name?
Be careful.
I've done this before.
Give us one that you're not going to use.
I already did this.
Did you? I don't remember.
Like, I would love, I always wanted to use Theo.
Oh, Theo's very
But it's
very
too popular now.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of
people. Or Charlie. Like, those were my two top ones for forever, and I guess they were everyone else's too.
Mm. Charlie for a girl?
Or boy, right?
Well, yeah. Either way.
Hmm.
That's kind of the thing.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I really like Bubba, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Like, we did Bubba. Have this conversation. Bubba is the worst.
No, Bubba's
never.
Isn't it adorable?
Who can look at a baby and say, that baby's name is Bubba?
I have a good friend. I haven't seen him in 100 years, but his name is Donald, but we call him Bubba, and he is Bubba.
That's different. That's a nickname.
Why is it different? Why do I have to give him a fake name and be like, oh, I'm going to give you this fake name that's boring, like Roger, when I know we're going to call you Bubba?
Because you can walk back the fake name.
Yes.
You can't walk back your real name on your license as Bubba.
On your license. Or when you go to apply for a job. My name is Donald. Once you get to know me, I'll tell you what my nickname is and we can be pals. It's Bubba. Don't
do that to a baby. I like it.
Unless it's a girl baby, and then definitely do it to her. Okay.
Oh, a girl named Bubba. Oh.
Little girl named Bubba. Okay. Bubba Lou Barksdale on the Waves.
Sarah decides after these.
All right. All right, there you go, California knows how to party.
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday, guys. It's Alice, 97.3 Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. If you missed all the live drama, you can watch the madness and a bunch of stuff we probably regret already at Radio Alice 973 on YouTube. And please subscribe for your daily dose of chaos.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bob's Movie Club.
I'm going to watch some movies because it's Bob's Movie Club.
6 a.m. next week on Thursday. Join us for Bob's Movie Club. This week, it's Maddie's favorite movie, Raising Arizona.
Yeah, this is a good pick. Really good pick.
Check out Raising Arizona and meet us next Thursday at 6 a.m. to talk about it on Bob's Movie Club.
We're giving you ample time. You can watch it over the weekend, maybe squeeze it in some weeknight next week. You have an assignment, make sure you complete it. Bob's Movie Club.
Really nice outside right now.
Yeah, it looks
great. I mean, I'm
great.
Inside, so I'm saying that, you know, based on what I can see through the window, but in downtown San Francisco, blue skies overhead, sunshine.
What's the temperature outside right now?
Oh.
Hold on, hang on, I'm going to look. It'll usually tell
and
me
And today I'm we should be looking at the mid-80s for a high.
That's 61 at Union Square.
Oh, that's nice. That's what you want. I wanted to mention this real quick before I get to the scenario, the story I wanted to tell you and let you decide since we're in that mood. We've done a bunch of bad advice. We haven't solved any of them. They're all left, you know, with dangling.
I know. We made a lot of attempts, and I think ultimately it was just not our day.
LeBron James is a basketball player.
He is. Yeah.
He's pretty good.
I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Going into the past, I don't know what it's been, a month or whatever, we knew he was leaving the Lakers, and then there were a bunch of teams sort of in the running for his next pick.
Stop, yeah.
Miami was in the running. Philadelphia was in the running. Cleveland, his old hometown, is in the running. And Golden State Warriors were in the running for the LeBron sweepstakes.
Yeah.
He knows he can't make the money he's made in past years, but he does want to go to a team where he has a chance to win another ring. And everybody's been doing their best to try and get him to their team.
Mm-hmm.
And he has chosen. He is headed to the Philadelphia 76ers. So now...
Did they have a good season? this past, or is he thinking he can help out there? Or?
He can definitely help out there. They've got a good team.
Yeah, they're good.
They'll get better with him on that team. So it'll be interesting. Well, he's to a see vet.
Like
do.
I don't, I am with you. I don't know how much money someone would splash out or how long of a contract they would even offer.
No. He knows he's going to get a small deal. In fact, I think he signed a 2-year deal for $8 million. Oh. And that is nothing. That's no money. That's free. He is going for the ring. It's not for the money.
I see.
So that's what that is. I mean, there are other people who would have paid him, but then he would have been on a crappy team.
Right.
So anyway, there it is. The LeBron sweepstakes was won by Philadelphia. Okay, this scenario recently was presented to me. And while we've been talking about different stuff, I thought, let me just share this with you and see what you'd do. Okay?
I'm ready.
This lady is telling me this story. I'm going to keep it generic until after we get to the end. She's telling me this story about this guy she's dating. And this guy she's dating right up front says, I've been married. I've been divorced. I am never marrying again. And she's like, okay, so this is a guy I'm dating. I like him. We're together.
Yep.
And he is putting it out there right now. I am never getting married again.
Just so you know, we could be together the rest of our lives even. Is he saying that? But we're never marrying again.
I'm never marrying again. And then he says to her, so they're still together.
Yeah.
She takes that in stride and she's okay. I've heard you. You're being honest. I'll recognize that. Then he says, I am never having kids.
Mm.
And she's like, geez, that is okay.
They're still together.
They're still together. But now she's like, well, you've just made a decision for me as well then, haven't you?
Mm.
And then he says, I went and got a vasectomy.
Oh.
And she absolutely is like, okay, so you're not marrying me. You never want kids. And you went and got a vasectomy without me, without me being even involved in the conversation.
Mm.
So what do you do if a person you're dating has completely laid it all out for you?
How long have they been dating?
Years.
Mm.
Years. Couple years.
How old is she?
They're young. They're youngish. She might be, let's say she's 30 and he's 34, 35.
Well, he may have just solved the problem for her. Like, if she wants to have kids, she can't stay with him. Marriage, I actually feel like it's less of an important question as having kids. I think you can build a life with someone and not be married to them.
I agree.
And there are legal steps that you can take that don't join you in marriage. I feel like that guy's a big DB and she needs to dump his ass. And not because I just don't like the way he's telling her how it's going to be.
Well, I understand what you're saying.
I don't care enough about you to give you a chance to weigh in on this.
I don't disagree that it was mishandled, but I do think there are plenty of people out there who would lie to you and not tell you exactly what they're thinking or where they're at. And you'd get down the road with this person ultimately to find out they haven't either been truthful or they haven't said exactly how they feel.
I gave you the best years of my life.
So what about you, Bob? Would you be like,
I dump him for sure. I'm looking for a partner and that you just made it clear that we're not making decisions
together.
We're
never going to be partners.
I wouldn't even buy a couch without running it past Susan.
Imagine if you came home and he was like, oh, by the way, I stopped off at the doctor's office and got a vasectomy. You didn't want kids, did you?
So this is a story of someone that I'm friends with, very close with actually. Mm. And his now wife is telling me this story while his two kids are playing with my kids. So what I wanted to put this story out there is, so he's done this. He said, I'm never getting married again. It didn't go well for me, and I would never put myself through that again. And then and I'm not having kids. I just don't believe in the kids. Forget it.
And also, I got a vasectomy.
Somewhere along the way, I went and got a vasectomy. So she goes, I want to break up. And he goes, what?
Oh, my God.
He goes back and reverses the vasectomy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What do you mean, oh my
God? I'll have kids for you. And we will marry.
What
did he think was going to happen?
I don't know, but I love that she's telling me this story while I'm hanging out with one of the guys I grew up with. And I was sitting there, she's saying, can you believe he said, and he did? And I'm going, I'm looking over at him talking to my wife, laughing, going, this is so classic. Mm. The self-centeredness of men.
Is it Jason Siskel?
It's not.
Is it Billy?
It's not Billy. It doesn't matter. It's not the point. The point is he's calling Nipples? His shots. He thinks he's Scotty. A hot shot. And then the next thing you know, she goes, I want to break up. Yeah. Have a good one. Mm. And all of a sudden he's called out on it and goes,
did I just lose the love of my life?
He did.
I can't have her and all the other things I
He
want.
Got the vasectomy reversed. And they have two beautiful kids, and they are married, and their life is going great. But that's one of those moments.
Yeah.
But yes, we've talked about bad advice all day. It came to my mind, like, sometimes you do just have to draw the line and see if it brings about the change that you need, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's true. Sometimes you just have to say, I'm not accepting that. And let the chips fall where they may.
And Mr. Hotshot.
Yeah.
Backtrack
all the way to the doctor's office. Well, I can't lose you over this.
I was like, he did what? Yeah, he had to go get it reversed.
Yeah, that's great. I love this story.
It's one of those where if you want to hear a story, in conclusion, stand up for yourself and for the things that you want.
Right.
And then that person will either meet you in the middle, like, I get it.
Or they will not.
And then... fine.
She was not meeting him, he had to meet her.
Right?
Meant enough to both of them.
What a win for it. And she told me that.
That's
with
hilarious.
Such pride. I was like, well, you know what? You deserve to be proud. You stood up. You stood your ground for what you want from your
right?
life.
Right. You didn't.
And I look over at him and he's like, hey, how you doing? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Just as good as you. Those are my kids. The old ultimatum.
Oh, the old ultimatum.
I went and got a vasectomy. Oh, did you? Uh-huh. Goodbye.
Right.
Wait, what? Am I not in charge here?
Yeah. He found out real fast. It.
All right. That was so good. I think I'm going to give you a break and not give you the Shark Week
you
quiz.
You can play the shark game. It's okay.
Oh, I don't want to upset you.
I won't be upset.
See, you
I
told
won't play.
Me. No, you. You have to play. You can't tell me to play it and then not play.
Oh, don't you, there are two people.
I think you should play.
Yeah, all right, I'll play. Fine.
You have to go first every time.
I'm not going to try that hard, but fine.
That's what I do every day.
Try harder. Who said I people who don't try? It's him. He said, I don't like people who don't try.
Just at the game.
Try.
Don't give me that look.
Don't try and keep me here any longer. I am trying to go have a Friday.
Yeah, me too.
Shark Week starts up on Sunday, I think.
It is Sunday, yes.
Are these actual shows on this year's Shark Week or not? K-pop Shark Heroes, real or fake?
Real.
Fake.
Fake.
They are real. And that's a point for Vinny. However, because he was negative one from earlier, he's at zero. So you're all three at zero right now. Finfluencers.
Real.
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 Sorry, that one's a fake. Finfluencers is fake. Bull Shark Dinner Bell.
That's so fun. What a fun thing.
Dinner Bell.
Yes.
Bull Shark Dinner Bell.
Real.
Real. But boring.
Did you say real as well?
I said yeah.
Real. That was real.
That's great.
Expedition X Atomic Sharks. Real or fake?
Fake.
What would an atomic shark be? Fake.
I'm going to say real.
Real is the correct answer.
What?
Expedition X Atomic Sharks. Don't ask me. I don't know. Air Jaws Red, White, and Breach.
Yeah, that's real.
Real.
Absolutely real.
That's real. How'd you guys know that? Love Island, Shark Infested Waters.
Ugh.
Fake.
Fake.
Fake is right. Great would that show be. Finn and Tonic.
Fake.
Fake.
real.
That is fake. I'm sorry, Bob. Naked and Afraid of Sharks.
Fake.
Fake.
Real.
That is fake.
Oh.
Sorry. We are currently at Maddie 6, Bob and Vinny 4. Sharkzilla takes New York.
Fake.
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 It's real.
How? What is it about?
Don't ask me. Sharkzilla takes New York. You have to watch it. Chum Island catching a killer. Real or fake?
Real.
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 That is real. My strange shark addiction. This is the final one. Let's see if we can break a... Well, I guess nobody will win this except for Maddie. My strange shark addiction.
Fake.
Fake.
I will say real.
It's real.
Ugh.
And by a score of 8-5-5, Maddie's on the show.
Maddie's on the show. Wish Maddie.
Did you win all week?
No, just the last 2 days.
Okay, because Bobby won a bunch earlier.
She won 3 in a row.
Okay. Well, thanks for being here all day, everyone. You know, there are still a couple more last chances coming up as the day proceeds for you to get these Benson Boone tickets. 12:05 and 5:05 with Mason and Jane. And have a wonderful weekend. Is there anything big that we should be wishing people, like, you know, happy?
Hope you get laid.
Okay.
How's
fantastic.
That?
And don't forget to watch Raisin Arizona.
Maddie,
try and watch it over the weekend.
What?
I hope you have a wonderful date.
Thank you.
I hope you two have a great time and hit it off. And I hope that 3 hours in a movie theater doesn't spike the love. You know, 3 hours. I mean, you find yourselves like, oh my God, what are we doing? Why'd we go for a 3 hour movie?
It's going to be great.
Maybe you could, maybe like together they could decide to like escape the movie theater. Like, let's get out of here.
Let's go get some cereal
and eat it in bed. Okay, see you next week.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Every morning on Alice.
97.3.